gonna talk a little bit about the involvement of symbiotic bacteria in the transmission of tomato yellow leaf curl virus. This is the pest, Bimisia tabaci, and it's a very important pest worldwide, and in our region especially it's very important because it causes lots of damages. And basically the most important one is the transmission of viruses. This is a picture of symptoms of the tomato yellow leaf curl virus transmitted by this insect. And it's actually a very important disease, and we cannot grow tomatoes outside greenhouses because of this disease. The insect also transmits other viruses, new viruses in Israel, in cucurbits. Bimisia is considered today a species complex, and it includes about 20 biotypes identified worldwide, and they differ genetically and biologically, and they basically distinguished only based on a biochemical or molecular markers. We usually use microsatellites to distinguish between the biotypes that we have in Israel. So the ones that we have in Israel are the B biotype, which is considered the cosmopolitan and the very fecund, and it usually takes over the Q biotype unless you use lots of insecticides, because the Q biotype is known to develop a resistance very fast, and then if you apply insecticides, you will find the Q biotype. And this is what we find always when we during the season of cotton, for example. The female usually lays eggs on the lower side of the leaf. The eggs hatch to a crawler, then it develops through four nymphal stages, and then the adult hatches again. If you look closely on the nymphs, you see these two yellow dots, and these are called bacteriosomes, and inside there are lots of bacteria, and these are the primary symbionts of Bimisia called the Portiera, and they are very essential for the white fly, and actually the white fly cannot live if they are not vertically transmitted from the mother to the offspring. Besides these symbionts, there are other secondary symbionts which we actually don't know what they do exactly for the white fly. There are some evidence for these secondary symbionts from other insects that we know they can induce reproductive manipulations, and they can affect the fitness of the insects. In the white fly, we know about six secondary symbionts. I'm going to show you some quick pictures about these symbionts and their special localization in nymphs. And I'm showing here the nymph and the two yellow dots, just to for orientation. So this is the fish localization of Hamiltonella, which co-localizes with Portiera, which is here in red. Hamiltonella is in green. This is Arsenophonus. It also co-localizes with the primary symbiont Portiera in the bacteriosomes. Rickettsia localizes outside the bacteriosome most of the life of the white fly. Wolbachia basically localizes inside the bacteriosome. Cardinium and Frechea are two secondary symbionts that are not found in Israel. This is a sample that we got from France from a group that we collaborate with. This graph shows the association between secondary symbionts and Bimisia biotypes was done in Israel by Elad Hill 2 years ago, and what he showed is that there is a very clear association between the two biotypes here on the z-axis and the four symbionts found in Israel, the secondary symbionts. And here you see the frequency of the presence of these symbionts. You can see very clear that The Arsinophono and Wolbachia are always associated with the Q biotype. They are not found in the B biotype. Hamiltonella is there is about 100% infection in the B biotype, and it's not found in the Q. And Rickettsia is found in both. So this is the triangle that we have been studying for many years now, and we are interested in this interaction, the white fly and tomato yellow leaf currant virus. And I'm going to show you some facts about the involvement of symbionts in virus transmission that we got a few years ago, and how we continued this in this study. We know from what I showed you until now that the biotypes, the different biotypes carry different secondary symbionts. And we know also from studies in Spain that the Q biotype the B and the Q biotype can transmit the virus, and even the Q biotype is more efficient in transmitting the TYLCV in Spain than the B biotype. It was found that the GroEL protein, it's a chaperone, is involved in transmission. The GroEL is produced by symbiotic bacteria in Bimisia, and it can bind a coat protein of this virus TYLCV, and it is essential for transmission of the virus. If you feed the insects with antibiotics, you can prevent or reduce to very to about 90% the transmission of the virus. These facts are known from the aphid Bocnera, which is the primary symbiont of aphids. Potato leaf rail virus that was done by a group in Holland a few years ago. The system that we are working with, and we believe it works basically the same, is the white fly TYLCV symbiont interactions, which is we believe is Hamiltonella. And why we believe that? Because when we did the immunogold labeling a few years ago, we showed that there is a specific localization using anti-Bocnera GroEL in bacteriosomes of the white fly. This localization targets basically Hamiltonella, because this is a B biotype. Our postulation is that if we clone different GroELs from different bacteria in Bimisia, they should have different abilities to bind the virus or the coat protein of the virus. So the different bacteria should affect the transmission of the virus differently. If you have different biotypes, then the different biotypes that have different bacteria should transmit the virus differently also. So what we basically did, we first identified other GroEL sequences besides the one that was known before, and tested the ability of these GroELs to bind coat protein in vitro, and then testing that the ability of the different Bimisia populations to transmit the virus. So here it's a table that is showing six essential amino acids that were identified from the aphid Bocnera PLRV system. And these six amino acids were identified to be essential for the interaction between the GroEL from Bocnera and the potato leaf roll virus coat protein. And this is the sequence that was published a few years ago by our lab also, the lab that I did the PhD in. And it shows the conservation of these amino acids. And basically it was shown also that the GroEL from this secondary symbiont can interact with the coat protein of TYLCV. Now, what we did recently, we cloned another two GroELs from Portiera, the primary symbiont, and Rickettsia, a secondary symbiont. And you can see that there is a difference in the sequences, and basically you would expect that these two grow yields would not bind the coat protein. So we used the yeast to hybrid system to basically check this hypothesis. And what we did, we cloned the coat protein of the virus in one plasmid of this system that is fused to a binding domain, and the grow yield that we are testing to an activating domain. And basically, if you have interaction between the two proteins, this cascade of Lewisine biosynthesis will be activated, and then yeast transformed with these two plasmids will grow on a medium without Lewisine. And this is what you see here, the TYLCV coat protein Amiltonella grow yield that we did a few years ago, it's interacting and the yeast can grow, and the Portiera grow yield does not interact with the coat protein of the virus, and the yeast cannot grow. And then we did transmission experiments between the B and the Q biotypes. Now, I remind you that the B has the Hamiltonella and the Q does not have the Hamiltonella, which is, we think, is involved in the transmission. And you see here an experiment where we got about 60% transmission in the B and zero in the Q. Well, the picture wasn't so nice afterwards. We did another experiment. We got about 30% transmission in the Q and 50% in the B. And then we said we will do another experiment, and we got 30% in the B, zero in the Q, and then this is not very high rate of transmission in the B. And then we are doing this a fourth time just to be sure. And that's it. We believe that Amiltonella is involved. It is the only symbiont involved in the transmission. And if the Q transmits the virus, then it is just because the virus can move in the hemolymph without the help of the grow yield. These are collaborators. I would like to thank all of them. Thanks. Not